This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio broadcast, broadcasting live to the entire world with news and information of importance to people of European descent wherever they may live, and certainly it's of importance to all peoples of the planet. As I always say, we are consistent. We are unlike the Jewish supremacists who have so much power in media and in government and finance around the world, who say one thing the rest of humanity, and quite another for themselves. They tell us that we need multiculturalism to be a successful and happy nation, while they themselves work to ensure the demographic supremacy and superiority and dominance of their own people in the state of Israel, who tell us that intermarriage and the dissolving of our racial heritage, our genetic heritage, is something that we should in fact invite and enjoy and welcome, is something they themselves resist at every opportunity. Every major Jewish organization in the world has programs to prevent or lessen intermarriage with non-Jews, and yet the same Jewish-dominated media that condemns any sort of opposition to intermarriage among Europeans or even any other people is that same media that supports the idea that Jews should preserve their heritage. In fact, that supports the idea that the greatest crime in the history of the world was an attempt, or the alleged attempt, to eradicate the Jewish people from the earth. And yet, if low birth rates continue in Belgium, in England, in Germany, in France, in Russia, in America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and elsewhere around the world, our people will, in fact, end. If our people continue to intermarry with non-European people, our people will end. If we have massive immigration into our countries where we become a minority in our own land, our people, our culture, our heritage will end. That's the reality of it. Right now, as you know, Israel is on a land which was once called Palestine. And Palestine had a Palestinian expression for countless hundreds and hundreds of years. With the massive influx and immigration of Jews from around the world, and by the way, these were not simply religious Jews. Many of the people that came into Israel were in fact atheists, and the requirement for immigrating to Israel has nothing to do necessarily with your religion. If you can show you're of Jewish descent, you get not only do you get entrance into Israel, you get a free ticket in many cases. You get low-interest loans, and you get literally a cash grant to come to the country, whereas Palestinians who were born there can't even come back to the country of their very birth. Yes, there indeed is a tremendous change that has come about in our society. And we've seen a removal, truly, of our culture, of our heritage, of our very people, from the nexus positions of influence, both in media and government. And media is so crucial because media sets the cultural standard. Media basically determines the kind of value system we have. Media determines many times the way we look at the world, even has a tremendous impact on things such as foreign policy, even on whom and with whom we go to war. There's no question that the media played a huge role in spreading the obvious lies about so-called weapons of mass destruction which were held by Saddam Hussein. For some reason, though, our CIA couldn't determine where any of these huge stockpiles of weapons were and instruct the inspectors on the ground to go find them. For some strange reason, that was the case. Well, the obvious reason was because we didn't know they had any weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction was an excuse. We had to make it seem that Saddam Hussein was violating United Nations sanctions, and that Saddam Hussein represented a real and present threat to the United States of America. We also were told by the media with a straight face that Saddam was consorting with Osama bin Laden, when the truth was, from the very beginning, that Osama bin Laden did not like Saddam Hussein because Iraq had one of the most secular regimes in the Middle East. They offered rights for women. Women attended the universities freely. They didn't wear the sharia. They really had a tremendous amount of freedom as compared to many of the other Arab countries, especially when one compares Iraq to nations like Saudi Arabia. And Osama didn't even like Saudi Arabia. And yet Saudi Arabia is much more traditional in many ways than many of the other Arab nations that are in existence. And yet we're told with a straight face that Saddam was, buddy buddies with Osama bin Laden. Nothing could be further from the truth, and it was typical of the lies that were told to all the American people. And these lies certainly continue. They continue to this day. The people who control the media have a tremendous impact on our way of life. They are the ones who sold many Americans, not most Americans, because most Americans, by every measure, oppose the massive immigration into America of the third world. They oppose the fact that we whites, we people of European descent in the United States, will soon become a minority in our own country. And under the rules of our democracy, we will be subject to that majority political whim, wherever it may lay. For instance, if they want to raise taxes on the productive people of this country, if they want more affirmative action discrimination against European Americans, if they want to empty the jails of the murderers, saying that these people in prison, such as the NAACP says, and many of the radical Hispanic organizations and Mexican organizations say that the jails are filled with blacks and Mexicans because of the fact that there's a racist system in America and these people should be released. If these people are released, obviously the impact on European Americans will be dramatic and incredible. And so that the aspects of taxes, the aspects of social welfare, the aspects of medical care, the aspects of so many policies will be affected by this demographic change in America. Yet the media has told us, and only told us, that multiculturalism is just a great benefit, that we just should be so happy that we will face so much enrichment. And it's the same Hollywood, New York-driven media that spread this malarkey all over the world. They have told this in Britain, and yet look at the bombings that existed there. They told this in America. Look at the bombings that came here, like the Trade Center. Look at the increased rate of crime that we faced in the United States of America. Nick Griffin is on trial right now in Britain. He may lose his freedom entirely for up to 7 years for simply expressing his opinion in a private meeting, invitation only, private meeting, expressing his opinion that the fact that the immigrants into Britain were not loyal to Britain and, in fact, they may conduct terrorism. In fact, he predicted the very same terrorist events that actually came to Britain. He predicted it, and yet he... Let me send this message out to my webmaster. He predicted the bombings. In fact, some of the news coverage of the trial of Nick Griffin has even talked about that fact. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we have this Jewish supremacist minority. And it's not all Jews, but let me tell you something. They control our community, such as the Jewish neocons who've controlled our American policy. The tremendous numbers of these Jewish extremists who are in power of media that influence media. And they control the Jewish community the same way. The Jewish community has a group called the Council of Presidents, and these radicals have certainly seized control of that country, just as radicals such as Ariel Sharon. Ariel Sharon is an extreme radical, in fact a war criminal in every respect, and Benjamin Netanyahu is absolutely... let me take another note. Yeah, I know. We've had so much problems with our connections here, and it's been very disappointing. We've had 3.5 weeks now, almost 4 weeks of intermittent connectivity. Our website's been down, and it's been a very extremely disappointing situation, and I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. I know so many of you have come to the website. I don't think our audience is very big now because of our inconsistency over these last few days. I think we've lost a great many of our audience. But thank goodness, people know that we have archive shows, and this program will be archived as soon as I finish and post it, and people can listen to it another time. If I were listening to the show over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I would have just simply gone to the archives many, many hours after the show would have been aired and listened to the program that way, because nothing's more frustrating than go to a website and not find the program aired on time and intact. And it's been very frustrating for you, and let me tell you something, it's been extremely frustrating for me. And I know it's been frustrating for our webmaster, Emmanuel, and I know it's been frustrating for James Kelso and our staff. You know, we don't really have an explanation for a lot of our original problems. We had a good server. I don't know what was the source of it. We may never know the reason. There may have been political reasons. There may have been technical reasons. There may have been business reasons why this web provider, this internet provider, did what they did. But anyway, we've had a lot of difficulty in switching and getting set up, and we're trying to get set up, and it's been a huge amount of work, and you know, my appreciation goes out to Emmanuel for doing so much work on this problem. We must never let this happen again, though, and I'm telling you, I'm taking it as my responsibility, and I know I must be held responsible for any problem that we have in terms of either our websites or organization. I'm the guy at the top of Euro, the European American Unity and Rights Organization. I'm the guy responsible for DavidDuke.com. I'm the guy responsible whether you get your orders or not. And sometimes when those emails are down, we have problems there. And we've had some other difficulties. We had the hurricane come, and boy, I tell you, that disrupted our office incredibly much. And since that time, it's been kind of a catch-up. Our post office is still not working properly. We mail things, and sometimes it takes weeks for them to get it out of the distribution centers because the distribution centers are not been rebuilt since Hurricane Katrina. So it's been a very difficult period. And today I'm just trying to clean up things, and I offer my sincere apologies for the fact that our office has not been working as efficient as it should have been, that we, you know, didn't have some alternative systems for this, for the website. We are working to make sure that we have some mirror sites that are absolutely able to go into effect. And I want this down, and I think my webmaster knows it. I want this to the point where if something happens and our site goes down, as soon as we know it, within 60 minutes, we'll be up someplace else. Whatever we got to do to get that accomplished, we're going to do it, because I know how important this site is. I hear from so many people around the world. I've been getting huge numbers of emails saying, where's the program? And I miss your program. I listen to it every day. And it's been a big impact, had a big impact on my life, and it's influenced me. And I miss the fact that the website has not been updated as much as it should have been, and it was unavailable for so long. I know what we're doing is important. We may influence, and I hope that I do influence with my books, with the websites, with this radio program. Hope I influence someone out there who may make the great breakthrough that we've been waiting for so long. I made a breakthrough when I got elected to office a few years ago. But now maybe somebody can build on that achievement and go further. I don't know if it's going to be me. I don't have any plans to run for office anytime soon. It's a very difficult situation for me to do so. But there are people out there, and there are young people, who can make a tremendous career in this cause. And I just noticed that we've lost connection again on this situation, and it really is, again, very, very frustrating. But at least in the archive version, we're not gonna have that problem. So again, we've lost connection, and but we're working out the problems, and we will continue to get this worked out until we're online 100% and as good as we can possibly be. I'm demanding excellence in this area. I'm sorry we've had these problems over the last few weeks, but we're going to rectify these things and get ourselves working more effectively and efficiently to continue to keep these websites going, to get this show more consistently up and available, and of course the archive versions will be available. If you have archive links that are not working, we're going to be making sure that's updated soon, and I know that my webmaster will be working on that as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today, and I'm hoping, hope against hope, that everything will be working tomorrow, that the Shoutcast source that will be broadcasting the program will be working properly on the new server, and we won't have these interruptions in our transmission. that you all will hear this program as it should be heard without any sort of disruption or breakage. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for your efforts. Thanks so much for your support. Sorry for the web problems. I'm working on the new Duke report that should be mailed in just the next week or two. But we're moving forward. I'm teaching people. I'm lecturing almost every day to many individuals, both in organizations and in classes. I'm doing research and writing. I'm trying to get new editions ready for My Awakening and Jewish Supremacism. I'm working on my new book. I don't know when that's going to be ready, but I am working hard. I'm scanning, I'm reading, I'm educating myself. I'm continuing to keep up on issues. I'm doing this program, and I'm continuing to update the website. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks a lot, and I will certainly see you tomorrow. And I really hope and I believe that our webmaster will get everything really straight with some trial runs between now and then so we can get this thing going the way it should be. Thanks so much. God bless you and take care. And until tomorrow, please be careful, be healthy, and take your fingers, those 10 God-given fingers, and move them across your keyboard and spread our message around the world. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddukes.com.